Perhaps the most practical benefit of the Integrated Sidewalks and Pathways project in Estevan is we're supposed to have a safe walking area throughout the city. But a request made at Monday night's meeting of Estevan City Council shows there is still work to be done in the community. A request came in from Haley Weber to have a sidewalk added to Perkins Street from McDonald Road to where the residential area begins between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. There is a sidewalk on the north side of the street for a few blocks, but there are a couple of lengthy stretches on Perkins where pedestrians have to walk on the street, which is an arterial road that is part of the city's truck route. It's long been an accident waiting to happen, especially with so many kids crossing the street to get to a school, a playground and other amenities in the area. Yes, there's a pathway that runs from 4th Avenue South to Kensington Avenue that is very scenic, but it's not as effective in addressing safety as a sidewalk on Perkins Street. Ruts on Perkins Street serve as a makeshift sidewalk, but ultimately people are still walking on the road. Council has deferred the request to budget deliberations, which are scheduled to happen next week. Thankfully, the request came in before the budget was discussed. We'll see if Council decides to fulfill her request. It should also be noted that Weber did not ask to have a suitable walking area on Perkins from 2nd Avenue to Kensington Avenue, which is also in need of a sidewalk. The pathway and sidewalk project was a tremendous addition to the community. It hasn't just been a boon for recreation and spending time outdoors, it enhanced public safety. The east side of the community used to be a hazardous area for pedestrians. There wasn't anything east of 4th Avenue on Perkins Street, east of 2nd Avenue on 4th Street, or for most of Kensington Avenue. These aren't quiet residential areas, either. These are busy arterial roads. It's astounding that roads used to be constructed in the first place without a suitable walking area. It certainly wouldn't be allowed now or at any time in the past 30 years. And there is always a long list of capital projects for the city to complete. Keep in mind, Kensington Avenue didn't have much in the way for pedestrian safety until the Estevan received substantial funding from the federal and provincial governments for a pathway and a sidewalk to finally be constructed. Frankly, other than maybe some of those industrial roads that would have minimal pedestrian traffic, it's ridiculous that at one time any road, residential or commercial, could be built without something for walkers. The city has done a good job of setting money aside in the budget each year for sidewalk rehabilitation, whether it be repairing the walking areas that had been crumbling for some time or building new ones. Ask those who live along Wellick Road about the benefits of the sidewalk that was built near the Estevan Regional Nursing Home in 2017. And ask those who live in an area with repaired sidewalks about how nice they are. If the city needs to dedicate 2 or 3 years to get the sidewalk fully and properly built from McDonald Road to Kensington Avenue, then that's maybe what needs to happen. If the city is going to wait for the provincial government to come through with funding to resurface Perkins Street and build sidewalks at that time, then there's going to be an unnecessary wait. Creating the necessary pathways on an arterial road would help improve safety in an area where an upgrade is needed.